Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Mm-hmm. My name is Tommy Dasilo. We also have Ben Vanell.
Yes, thanks for having me, Tommy. It's good to be here. Now that we've all been introduced, let's start the podcast.
Wait a minute.
Who's that running down the train tracks? Why, it's only Adam Knox. Did you find that dead body?
Yeah, I found. I've been playing Pokemon Go.
Yes. Oh. Very good.
I ran into a few. I actually did load up Pokemon Go to see if there's any near your house just then. Mm. There are none.
It's shit around here.
Yeah.
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 There's not even any stops. There's a Poke Stop right near my bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you tell the lady?
Yeah. Hey, you want to come back to mine? There's a Charizard hanging around. And then we'll go look for Pokemon. my dick's a Charizard.
Oh, very good. My favorite style of comedy.
Have we got any new? We talked about it in depth last week. Is there anything new on the Pokemon Go front? We did. We talked a lot about the concept of businesses possibly being able to set themselves up as gyms or Pokestops. There's talk that Maccas are going to start doing that.
Oh, really?
It is happening in Japan already.
Well, right. No, it hasn't gone out in Japan yet.
They found code in the thing or something. Like, it's definitely going to happen in Japan.
Right, because of that previous game where it already had the geolocation.
Maybe.
Stuff,
I think it's just in the Pokemon Go code somewhere. Someone found it.
Because this is what's interesting, because the game hasn't actually launched in Japan yet because of their population, based on how it's fucked the servers, fucked their shit right up.
They've broken everywhere. Like, it launched in Canada over the weekend or something and immediately broke.
Yeah, which is pretty hilarious that the country that it originates from is too big to get access to it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
But, like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel I feel like the news cycle, that 24-hour news cycle we always
Sky
talk
news,
about.
Fox News, CNN.
Listen, Bill O'Reilly.
here's some real talk. I feel like the Pokemon Go news has kind of dropped off a little bit. I think it's gone back to just being on, you know, gaming sites
and stuff. I think we're pretty deep into the backlash.
Yeah.
I've had several conversations over the last week about how not good it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But fucking most of the people doing that are like the people you see whenever anything is talked about at a certain level. They go,
yeah, like
this
you.
Thing's stupid.
Like you.
Yeah. No, I have no. I voiced concerns about the depth of the game.
Sure.
But I totally am on board with...
You were doing that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the same things, but I've been really surprised and like pleasantly so by how cool it is like a big social thing.
Yeah.
Well, I went to a gym for the first and only time the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And after that, did you play Pokemon Go?
And... God, battling's bad.
Yeah.
It's so shit.
I still haven't done a battle, I guess.
And the trading and stuff isn't...
What do you do?
None of it's where it needs to be in with that sort of stuff. But they are adding little bits and pieces to it as it goes, so maybe that'll pick up a bit.
Well, I'm going to Japan again in September. Mm-hmm. So assuming... God, it'd have to be up and running. It's 6 weeks away. It'll be up and running
Nintendo
by then.
Nintendo would never delay something important.
It's not 6 months away. It's like 2 months away.
I'm excited to see if it's up and running then what it's like in Japan. I reckon it'll be pretty manic.
Well, there's already like that culture of people just playing handheld games everywhere. Yeah.
Yes,
looking at their phones.
Absolutely.
It'll just be bloody bananas if it goes live there.
Well, and like it will be because I think you're right. Like obviously as with anything that gets popular, it's dropped off a bit.
Yeah.
But... if they do consistently add more and more stuff to it slowly as well, so that people who are into it and maybe haven't even played a game before of any kind have enough time to sort of adapt to the new stuff, that could be a really clever way of making it a little more interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess I'm curious to see if it retains the high level of use that it has now. Because like there are still
but
people.
Nothing does. I mean, yeah. everything launches with a bit of a boom and then drops off, and then there's yeah. kind of a pretty much like a median yeah. point.
Who's
that's
fucking
just
talking
below
about Angry Birds these days?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The movie just came out.
Yeah. 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 We did. We were talking last week about.
Oh, sorry, Adam Knox. Welcome to the show.
Oh yeah, I'm here still.
You're on time today. We should point out.
Yeah.
You were bang on time.
Yeah.
Down to the second almost.
Yeah, I used the public transport planning app.
Yeah.
We were talking last week about how it sucks that there's no tutorial in the
yeah.
game, and
yeah.
someone sent us a thing. Did you see this? Someone posted on our Facebook page going, "Oh, here's why. Because in the theme song, you know." When you look around and you see people at the Pokestop and they don't know how to do it, and someone who does know how to do it is there telling them how to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in the theme song. It's like, helping me, helping you. So it's deliberate. It's because of the theme song of the TV show Pokemon. No, it's not.
It's absolutely not.
You can't hide behind some vague reference to the TV show
yeah.
as an excuse for the developer's fucking laziness.
Yeah, yeah. But I like...
Yeah, I mate, do because so yeah. like the
that wasn't
the
someone didn't say that on our page. They screen capped.
Oh right,
a,
it might be
a
yeah.
main thing they'd say.
I agree that I doubt it's a deliberate part of the how they designed it, but yeah, that's true. It works. And that is a thing of people, you know, back in the days of like the old NES games or whatever, someone would go, hey, you know, you can do this.
Oh,
thing
totally. Like you'd go to your cousin's house and they'd be like, oh, the warp whistle is
yeah,
behind
yeah.
the white block.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
stuff's
yeah. And then
cool.
you'd use the secret whistle in the video game.
Cunt, please. The stones on this guy.
But yeah.
You're
so
right. You know what I miss? I miss an instruction manual.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
yeah.
I used to love pouring yeah. through a good instruction manual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And then you'd open the guide to the game.
It doesn't work with just any sentence. You
yes,
can't
it,
just
does.
Do
it does. It
that
definitely does.
Format of joke with any. No, that doesn't mean anything. All right. I want to preserve the sanctity of this
Adam,
brilliant format of joke.
Nothing means anything.
Oh, shit.
By yeah. the way, someone described this podcast the other, because I do another podcast called The Little Dum Dum Club.
Never
someone described
it.
This podcast as being like my millennials podcast. And Dum Dum Club as being like my baby boomers podcast,
yeah.
which makes me want to shut down Dum Dum forever. That's the worst thing you can say about anything.
Yeah.
It's for boomers.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, man.
Just end yourself.
Dum Dum has single-handedly ruined the economy.
Being described as a millennial is just fantastic.
It's
yeah.
so good,
yeah.
fam. Fuck us up. Is that all the Pokemon Go?
Yeah, sure. It's
stuff
the same.
About it?
I kind of like check in with the like as an app like every 2 days. I'm
yeah.
not really loving it.
I'm
but
still
yeah.
not. I'm not hooked in
yeah.
any way. Like I'm not. The number of times I turn it on and there's nothing near me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. So I haven't
yeah.
caught enough.
Yeah. Well,
and there's no. For me, there's no. I don't care if I. I'm not. I can't do anything.
There's
with
no incentive
them once I catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And I don't want to be checking my phone all the time while I'm out doing stuff because
it drains your battery.
Well, partly, and also I just there's enough fucking shit on your phones to keep distracting. I don't want to have that. There's a little part of the back of your brain that is processing the thing of I should check my phone all the time.
Yeah.
You know how you whip it out to check Facebook sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you look at your phone.
Oh!
You see, that's how it's done.
No.
No, it isn't.
No.
But, like, I've been on Facebook on the computer and gotten out my phone to look at Facebook
yeah.
just out of habit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't like those habits.
Yep. I'm trying to, like, my thing is when I get the tram, I,
yeah.
like, when I get off... And then when I exit the tram.
Yeah, all right. We have to put a moratorium on
no.
doing these.
Okay, let's put a moratorium on it.
And then,
also stop making these jokes.
Sorry to our listeners, that must be unbearable.
Let's I'll get off the tram and I may as well have been in an underground subway. Like I
yeah.
haven't looked out the window. I've just
yeah.
sat there
yep.
cycling through the same fucking four apps. It's
yep.
no good. But yeah, I just don't. I don't care enough about...
No.
Although, you know, I'm going to Splendor in the Grass this weekend and I'm interested to see what it's like there.
Yeah.
yeah. Catch
yeah.
more Pokemon in Splendor in the Tall Grass. Because that's where you
actually
have to go to catch
yeah,
Pokemon.
The best joke of the podcast, I reckon.
It's pretty
Thank
good.
Thank
you. Yeah.
I might say that on stage.
yeah. I'm working in the city now and on every break that I take, I do open it up and there's Zubats everywhere.
Yeah.
My least favorite Pokemon.
Yeah. It's Zubats. The Rattata is in it heaps.
Yeah, there's a lot
yeah.
of Pidgeys
yeah.
hanging around.
Spearows, Weedles.
That's all
things.
I've got. I've yet
yeah.
to see like an interesting like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I got
yeah.
a Raticate, which is just an evolved Rattata.
yeah.
But
I think I've
yeah.
got a Krabby.
Oh, I've got heaps of Doduos.
Yeah, I've got a
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
there's heaps of them. Magikarp, you see a lot of.
I haven't
yeah.
seen a Magikarp.
Oh, really? That was the first one that came up for me.
You got to go down by the docks. Tommy spends a lot of time down at the docks.
How boring is this?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we on the one hand say, like, it's pretty cool how it's making people talk with all these strangers, but they're like, yeah, I've got a fake rat. And
I'd rather hear about someone with a real rat.
Yeah. Well, I saw a dude walking down the street with a cockatoo a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
He put it on my shoulder.
Yeah.
With, like, without us asking, it was really weird. Anyway.
Several people I know posted a photo of a dude walking down the street in Melbourne the other day with a ram
on
a leash.
Yeah, I saw that dude. Yeah.
Huge balls on the ram as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
The stones on that ram.
You want to know a fun fact about that ram?
Okay.
It's from Bacchus Marsh, where my girlfriend's from. Yeah. And the guy who owns it, like, owns a
Your
farm.
Nerd girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's going to have my balls. it's one of their neighbors.
The ram guy.
Now you said this fact was going to be fun.
Yeah.
We got some laughs.
And he owns a water slide. There we go. Whee.
Yeah.
That story was so boring. I bet your nerdy girlfriend has slammed her algebra book shut in disgust.
Her what book? Her algebra?
Bad. Well, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm too busy skateboarding.
In Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Pokemon Go done. Now, speaking of Nintendo, some news in the last week.
Yeah.
The big N. Yeah. They've the other N word, as we've dubbed them on this podcast.
Yes.
They've.
It's tickled, Noxy.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. I think it's really good.
The other N word.
Yeah,
let's
the other
go.
N word. they've turned around. Big news. They've announced all these details about a new system that they're putting out.
New
console that's coming out onto the market very soon. Mm-hmm. People eagerly awaiting this for what seems like, 30 years at this point.
They've announced 30 games for it.
Yes.
What an announcement.
Huge
launch. Yeah. You got a Mario game. You got a Zelda game.
You got another Mario game. you got another Mario game.
You got a Kid Icarus in there.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good list of...
We're being facetious right now, aren't we?
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. You're making it sound like it's the NX you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
The other N word. But this, it's the little tiny NES.
The mini NES. What an awkward word.
Yeah,
awkward
they've announced a little replica, scaled down replica of the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yes.
Yeah. It comes with a controller. It comes preloaded with 30 games on it.
Yep.
It can't download anything new onto it. You can't put cartridges into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be about $100. It's out in like October, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
I think all the pre-orders and stuff are done here though as well. It's going to be hard to get your hands on before Christmas.
I think it's going to be like they'll do that first round. That'll sell like hotcakes and then another round just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's a cool thing for them to do. I also think like these bootleg versions of these machines have been around forever.
Yeah.
Why did it take them this long?
Yeah.
Why did they do this 10 years ago?
And why now specifically?
Yeah.
Like, it is pretty strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But regardless of... Don't try and get inside Nintendo's head because you'll go mad.
It's like, do they think the NX is not going to sell well because it's such a revolutionary idea?
It's a cash grab. It's an easy cash grab. Yeah. It's maybe covering their bases before, like, what if the NX tanks?
Yep.
Let's get some Missoula in the bank.
Yeah, some Dinero.
Let's stack some of that cheddar.
I bet when they realize, like, they've had, two games come out this year or something as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Star Fox and something else. Somebody went, I mean, we need to do something
But isn't Pokemon Go getting them big Buco Dolores from the pay to win?
Yeah, I mean, their shares
have surprised them though.
Right.
Their shares have gone way up in the last month because of combination of Pokemon Go and the Mini NES. Mm. But Pokemon Go, like, I know Nintendo own it, but I don't quite know how that works with the Pokemon company as well.
Do they get some kind of revenue share or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nintendo is like it's the Pokemon company who are sort of separate, and then that other company Niantic who are separate again.
Yeah, but so there's no way Nintendo is letting that go out without getting some of the money.
No, yeah, they're scraping
big
some.
Time. Yeah, but anyway, so that's been kind of too big. Like the announcement of that, and it brought out a lot of non-video game heads going, wow, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You can totally see it being a thing that an aunt will get for a kid for a Christmas present. Yeah. Like it's a cool thing. It is really cool.
Yeah.
The controllers they're like replica NES controllers. You can unplug them and plug them into a Wii.
Yeah.
And you can then play. Which this then kind of brings in Nintendo's whole virtual console thing is simultaneously so good because who else has a library that big with that many great games in it. Mm-hmm. But it's also every time they bring out a new system, you like to get a version of a game that you've already bought on the virtual console, you have to buy it again.
And they're pretty expensive.
And that, but they'll do you like a discount if you already own it.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, how kind.
That's which they fucking need to sort that out.
Yeah.
Like, they really need to sort that out.
If they work their way into what it should be, which is some sort of... like EA has, you know, they have... I don't remember what it's called, but EA has some subscription service where you pay like... however much a month, $10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you've got this library of games that you can play, like Netflix. You can just do it whenever you want.
Right.
If Nintendo had an equivalent of that,
definitely,
that would be fucking
crazy.
Gangbusters.
Yeah.
That would be sick if that's what this console was.
If it had that in it as well or whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely. Connects to the net and then you've just got access to all this stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
But also they don't need it to be that because the thing is just this isn't for us. This is for GP.
Yeah.
Totally. And it does make you think, why haven't they done it when literally for 20 years or something there's been those little like fake N64 shaped controllers with like weird versions of Pac-Man on them and shit.
We've both got a replica NES that we bought in Japan. Yeah, right. Like there's heaps of companies that do them.
And those play the actual cartridges.
Then it's less than trivial to get yourself, or do I mean more than trivial? It's very easy to just do that on a computer.
And absolutely.
Maybe not totally legal, but it's free. So who cares, maybe?
It's nuts that they didn't do this ages ago.
Yeah.
But
good on them. And it's a good list of games they've put on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's like heaps of the ones that you would think of if you think about that system. So
my only thing is, again, what are they doing? Like, why are they announcing this when there's still nothing about the NX? Like, that's insane to just come out and go, here we go. Like, they're fucking insane. What are they doing in there?
It is really strange. Do you reckon it, like...
what if this is the NX? What if this is a surprise release of the NX?
Yeah.
People get it and they turn it on and it's actually got Breath of the Wild on it.
Ooh.
Like, what the fuck's going on here? That would be so cool.
That would be...
and,
be
like,
cool.
The only people that have gotten it at a pre-order are, like... non-fanatics.
Yeah.
Like, all the real video game heads are like, nah, this is a little toy for fucking kids for Christmas. That would be so funny.
Yeah, it's like a secret drop, like a Beyonce-style thing.
Yeah.
But Nintendo... but, you know, I mean...
Nintendo is not run by Andy Kaufman, though. Like, I wish it was.
Yeah, that'd
be great.
The Wild
is actually still alive, secretly.
Oh, man. So that was big news of this week. I don't know. I kind of was like, oh, cool, yeah, maybe I'll get one. But it's like, you don't fucking need. Like, we talked about this. We got those things from Japan.
Yeah, and
that
we don't
use twice since I got home.
Yeah, and because
but the convenience of having one console with 30 games on it already, like not having to change cartridges, which is such a minimal thing to have to do.
Yeah, that's
like
cool.
But to remove that.
But also, so it fucking should. It's 2016.
But the thing looks cool and it's got a, you know, original looking controller.
Again, it's classic what they do well. It just looks sick.
Yeah.
It's like perfectly scaled down replica. Yeah. The controller's there.
Yeah.
You know, I totally would get it as a gift for like a... I've got a lot of cousins who have kids and they're all adamant that their kids are never going to play video games.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to just swoop in and start exclusively buying...
start grooming them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And then I'll buy them. And but it's weird as well because Sega already did one of these Mega Drive years ago. Sega, the other S word.
Yeah.
they made one of these that could also take your old Mega Drive cartridges as well and then also had like 50 games on it. And it never really sold.
And no one cares.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So that's the NES Mini. Now, do we want to get into... Knox, do you have any news for us? Or do we want to go straight into that mailbag?
Nothing very interesting.
No, Knox
has a game.
I've
been playing a game.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I played Forza Horizon, the first one.
Not really the podcast for that, though, is it?
What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
Because we never talk about... You know, we don't... You know, we have episodes...
Sorry, I've been
really
watching fucking Scooby-Doo then. That's what I've been doing. I wouldn't watch Scooby-Doo. It's terrible. But you can figure it out every time.
You nearly got me there.
You can figure it out every time.
It's not a real
mystery. You must have been such a pain in the ass at school. Like, wow, did you guys see Scooby-Doo last night? It turned out it was the carnival operator. You're like, yeah, saw it coming. As soon as I introduced him, I knew. You smug prick.
Forza Horizon. It's okay. It's like the driving and stuff is fun, but I hate everything about its like attitude. Like, right. it has this, like, so the concept is, like, there's this crazy huge driving festival. Everybody come down. It's, like, this sort of fast, but it's so obnoxious. It's, like, the radio stations with, like, my name's Scott Tyler, here with the hottest dance tracks for you. Hey, you better watch out for this crazy driver on the road. And it's just this, like, real obnoxious, annoying, like, fake, like, marketing room version of what they think cool people are like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
in the same way we've talked about, some of the radio ads in GTA 5 are excruciating.
It's
the Facebook parody is just so on the nose.
This is to trying to be cool as how they are to trying to be funny, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it's just so overt and like, man, you better get on that blur. It's just it, but
that does sound cool.
Yeah.
I want to get on that blur.
But, well, I've started blocking that shit out of my head. But the game is fun. And so I'm looking forward to the third one because it's in Australia.
Yeah.
Which will be cool. Because it's set in Colorado, this one.
They're driving games. They're racing games, right?
Yeah, but it's like the fun sort of... it's not realistic racing because the Forza, the main ones, are very realistic simulation-y racing things.
Your Gran Turismo knockoff, basically. Yeah.
Which I tend to lose patience with because I don't want to learn how to drive again.
Yeah. Like a bad doctor.
Huh? Lose patience. Well, time to kill myself.
I'm losing another patient.
But yeah, if the third one moves away from that...
Yep.
Annoying attitude.
Well, I like the Need for Speed games.
It's like, did you ever play Project Gotham on the Xbox back in the day?
No. Played Midnight Club.
Sure, it's a bit like that. It's that sort of arcadey thing. It's like an open world thing. You drive and you're racing around this poor town that this fucking racing carnival's come to. Because it's like, it's
everyone's
this real town.
Everyone's asphyxiating on carbon monoxide.
And there's all these, there's normal people on the road as well.
Oh, Jesus.
And I feel bad every time I drive past some like guy in his fucking Jeep trying to go to work. And I'm like, yeah, bro, racing carnival.
That kind of happened to me once. I went to the Gold Coast
All right.
I got a hotel with like a pool and everything. I couldn't believe how cheap it was, me and my mate.
Yeah.
And then it was like some Grand Prix thing was happening.
Like,
and it was like
something.
Literally next to, so we're just like sitting by the pool.
No.
All you could hear was like, meh. And we're just like fucking chowing down on fumes. It was not good.
Yeah. Nah. But the game's fun. So the third one will probably be all right.
What would you rate it out of 5?
Out of 5, I'd probably give it about a 3.
That's not very
around
high.
Around now, because it's very fun, but it's like a few years old now, and so it doesn't look great and stuff. And there's some stuff with like, I don't like having a... The same with any open world game, how there's something over there for you to do, and I wish I could just go, yeah, let me do that now, rather than making me drive all the way over there.
Wow, even in the virtual world, he's lazy.
is that on Xbox One?
It's on the 360.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, retro.
The old boy.
Yes.
Have I told this on the show yet, speaking of not being fucked to go to a bit in a game? My housemate, like, found this weird glitch in Just Cause 3 where he, like, kind of just, like, dropped through the earth and was in the water. And he was like... He could see a hospital ages away. It's like, I wonder if I can swim to that.
Yeah.
And so he was swimming, but it was clearly going to take ages, but it was just going in the one direction. So I came back in and he'd gotten like a rubber band and like tied it so that the joystick was just like, you know, just forced up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then so I walk in, character swimming on the screen, controller's just on the coffee table, just stuck. Housemate's out in the backyard having a dart. Oh. It's thirsty work, isn't it?
Like the tippy bird hitting the key on the keyboard.
Yeah, just
for something that doesn't even matter.
Just to get there and go, oh, you can get there.
Yeah.
Oh, I better reset the game because now it's fucked. Can't walk on the earth. Okay, do we have any mailbag to get through?
We've got so much mailbag, so much filthy feedback.
Bursting at the seams.
So we got a tweet from a friend of ours, Jeremy Webb, who asked, where do we draw the line with microtransactions? In mobile games, he asked, but like there's other, you can buy, you know, DLC and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I've, one time I paid for the extra gold bars in Candy Crush to get to a next stage.
I believe I did that once too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good to say it out loud.
Yep. Yeah. It felt bad to do, and I think I've never done it again.
Yeah. But what's better? That's to me, I was like, I'll be fucked if I'm going to be one of those people that's sending an invite out on Facebook.
Yeah.
I paid to just like have my
dignity.
My dignity intact. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's probably some guy at the bank, though, who's gone, look at this loser.
Yeah.
What a charming image of how you think the bank works.
Yeah, I think it's just a group of people looking around going, look how much shit he bought. The idiot anime shop.
$69.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. They got a big bell.
Yeah, what's my... it's been years since I've done one in a game.
Mm.
And if it seems like the game is kind of too tough to play without it, I kind of... I don't know, even things that are legitimate, it's still, like, it bugs me that Pokemon has it in it. That's a big, because it's like, I'm just used to thinking that that's a rip-off mechanic.
Yeah.
Well, because, there are things where it's obvious that the game's been built around making you buy this shit, so it happens too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I remember trying that Simpsons game.
Oh, Tapped Out, yeah.
No good.
And you were paying to speed it up. Candy Crush was the same, where you would have to wait. I mean, there's games like Steppy Feet and those kinds of games where you can buy coins to just buy new costumes.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, how much money... I don't know how much money they would make.
Yeah.
But they have ads in it and you can pay coins to not watch the ads.
I paid $1.50 to get like a coin doubler thing with Jetpack Joyride.
I love it.
A friend of ours' brother worked on that. We should put out Greg Larson's brother.
Yeah, what's his brother's name?
This isn't the ABC. Remember. You don't have to declare these kinds of things.
I just want to make sure that I'm safe in the future of any accusations of unethical games journalism. Because we are ethical games journalists, and that's all it's ever been about is ethics and games journalism. But that partly was because the game was free and I liked it.
Yeah.
So paying $1.50 to be like, hey, I would have
That's my thing. I've said this a lot on this show. I'm happy to just pay $2 for a good game.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. I'd rather do that to start with because that's like, I remember buying Monument Valley for like $6 or something. And that was such a good game.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And there are so many things that would be like if that was after a level you had to wait 24 hours to get to the next one, it'd be terrible.
What about when you saw Frank Underwood playing it in House of Cards? Did you do a big cum like I did?
I don't know how I felt about that.
Really?
It was kind of weird because then it tied into the plot in a really significant way, strangely.
Oh,
do you remember that? Like that game inspired one of his schemes. Basically,
his skis.
He was walking upside down on the ceiling of the White House. They'll never notice me up here.
That's weird because, like, if it was just product placement, like just him drinking a can of Coke and playing Monument Valley, that's somehow I feel less tacky than working it into the story.
I don't remember how specifically it happened, but it was talking to the dude who was writing a book about him. And it somehow had like a pretty significant impact on the way.
I thought it was cool though because it wasn't like.
Yeah.
If you have a character playing Angry Birds, it's like, well, who the fuck do you actually know who plays Angry Birds?
Exactly. Yeah.
But they've set him up as a gamer. Like in like the first episode or something, he goes down to his little study and he's there ripping into the Xbox.
He was playing Killzone or something. Yeah. He was playing like a pretty weird game to start with. And he does talk about it like how... it wasn't Monument Valley. It was fucking in the last season. It was that Agario game, which is the one where you're like a little dot. I don't know if you've ever played it.
No.
You're a little dot. You start off as a tiny dot. It's a multiplayer thing. And you eat other dots to become a bigger dot. And
I can see how that plays into the politics
exactly.
thing. Yeah.
And it's exactly as ham-fisted as it sounds, where it's like, I want to be the biggest dot.
Yeah.
And the other guy's like, well, I'm a bigger dot. And he like shows him how to play, and then the other guy beats him or some shit. Like,
I don't think you can claim that that's like inspiring one of his schemes. It's not it's not like that game taught him what politics essentially is.
Yeah.
But it was like there's always a bigger fish analogy, but just sort of weird. You know what I mean?
We should try and get Kevin Spacey on this show.
See what he thinks about it?
Yeah.
And Kevin Smith.
All right.
Are we going to get Jay as well?
Nah.
Let's get everyone from the viewers' universe in here.
No, I think we should just get everyone named Kevin.
Kevin Klein.
Kevin Costner. There's a lot of great Kevins.
This would be a pretty great run of episodes, I have to say.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Kevin
Spacey and Kevin James
Bloody Wilson.
Back. Wow, what a run we would have.
We'll get Macaulay Culkin in as Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yes.
Except we'll go somewhere else to do the podcast and we'll forget to tell him. And then he's here all on his own.
The corpse of Big Kev.
Oh.
How do you feel about the release of the NX? I'm excited.
He's dead.
But we got to do like a Weekend of Bernays making his mouth talk.
By the way,
Weekend of Bernays.
This is a discussion we had last restaurant. Night. I want to throw this out to the listeners. Write in and let us know, without Googling it, write in and let us know if you think Rip Torn's dead or not.
Oh, great.
Let's not say what any of us thinks. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
Either tweet us right now or Facebook us.
Tweet it as you're hearing this.
At FilthyCazPod. Yeah. At filthycasuals.pod@gmail.
You don't start a Gmail with that. You said at...
No, I said at FilthyCazPod on Twitter. And then what's the email?
FilthyCasualsPod@gmail.
Yeah.
And say either Rip Torn alive or Rip Torn dead.
Yeah.
And no other context.
Yeah.
Yes.
Standard messaging rates apply. It's going to cost you $1.87 per text that you send to us.
And we'll
PO Box 17, Crow's Nest, New South Wales.
Yeah.
We've got Rip Torn here now, hooked up to an electric chair, and that's going to decide whether or not we kill him.
We'll reveal the results of this poll on the next episode.
What if it changes?
The most efficient
in the next
way
week?
You can.
What
that?
If it changes in the next. Oh, well, I've given it away.
No.
I'll edit that out.
Edit that bit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
We had a big debate about this last night.
Yes.
It threatened to tear apart the podcast.
We didn't, but it shouldn't have been a debate because I knew which one it was. And I said
so
which
did
one
I.
it was.
Yeah.
So did I.
I looked up which one it was.
So did I.
Told you which one it was and you argued about that one.
Yeah. Have you given it away again?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that was vague enough. People have already tweeted as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So that's...
And also, it doesn't matter.
It matters!
All right. Whoever
I'm gonna
gets...
Put in, I'm going to put in the show description so you can see this in the post and everything.
Yeah.
A timestamp just saying Rip Torn next to it.
Yeah.
So people will know it's coming and not know why.
Okay.
And then they have to respond immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great question answered.
This is the best piece of content we've ever done. What the fuck was the question again? Oh yeah, mobile transactions.
Yeah, yeah. Shall we move on from that?
I'm at a point where I just would never. It's a matter of principle. I just would not.
Depends on the game. If it's really egregious, if it's that sort of fucking, you know, I don't like buying anything that I could get without buying it as well. You know what I mean? Like even if it takes you 3 weeks or whatever to get the same thing, does that make sense?
Yeah. How is your love life going?
That being said, this is my weird kind of like way my economics work. Like if I'm out for food or whatever, I'm like, get all the sauces. I might want all of them.
Yeah.
There's certain things where it's like a night of drinking, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Get me the nicest bit. Get me the bigger ones. Yeah. I'm already really drunk. I'll have four more pints. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get me a hamburger after this.
Whoa.
But pay $1.50 for a Pokeball. Fuck that.
Yeah. I agree. You're right.
It's true. I've never gotten drunk off a Pokeball.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. What else we got?
So Matt Duke asks, what game company do we think is top dog at the moment? And who do we think will be top dog by the end of the year?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Nintendo shares have gone up.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to talk about it purely fiscally. But in terms of real market credibility, they got nothing at the moment.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Naughty Dog. If Naughty Dog turned around soon and announced a,
I mean, on the back of Uncharted 4, I would be happy to say they are at the top. Like, fuck, that was a great game. That's probably the best game I've played this year.
Yep, huge launch for that.
Yep.
Yeah, if they could solidify that by then turning around and going like, hey, here's what we got next.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if Nintendo announced the NX before the end of the year and it sounds fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, imagine what that would be like if it genuinely sounded great.
And they had good launch things in the chamber ready to go.
Yeah.
I feel like people are pretty down on Ubisoft as a whole at the moment.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
There's a lot of, like, that the division didn't do as well as they thought.
And people are sick of Assassin's Creed.
And all the time, fucking Watch Dogs 2 looks like one of the worst things. And also, I was thinking about this the other day. That game's become weird with what its story is about, with the stuff that's been happening in the news lately.
Yeah, yep.
It's about a bunch of fucking, you know, secret rebels taking out the police.
Settle down.
Yeah. You don't have to swear to make your point.
It's not
clever and it's not funny.
It's what I say instead of now. I've been raised wrong.
If you can take the swear words out of the sentence, you should.
Okay.
You can't.
But yeah, anyway, that and also it just the tone of it. Again, the same thing as that Forza game where it's fucking boardroom people going like, I reckon, it's boardroom people.
Thank you.
Going, this is how I think young people talk.
Yeah, exactly.
This hacker's got a mask on with like an LED display.
Fuck.
Did they
actually have
faces.
Anonymous masks in it?
Not straight up, I don't think. Probably because somebody owns that V for Vendetta thing. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys watch Mr. Robot?
No.
No.
Okay. Domo Arigato.
Yeah. Ubisoft. They can't. Yeah.
There's nothing that. And there's like so much that hate Far Cry for them. Wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I used to be a big fan of them. Like I really liked the Assassin's Creed games. Yeah. The first, I guess, the first Far Cry. I think it was released or distributed by Ubisoft, yeah. but was done by Crytek. But like. Yeah, there was a period of time where that logo at the start of a game was like, cool, this is like
they're
a
really
mark
good.
Of,
or even
of quality.
Years before that, like Splinter Cell and stuff, I really liked.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't this their problem is that they get onto a franchise and they just beat it into the
totally.
Ground.
Yeah,
they
milk and it. They've kind yeah. of run out of them now and yeah. they've all been beaten into
and they
the
had
ground.
A crack yeah. at a new one, which was Watch Dogs, which no one we, gave
which was
and
a massive
went,
failure,
this
yeah.
is the same as the other ones still anyway.
Yeah.
And but worse.
Yeah.
Like,
that's yeah. yeah, that is interesting what you're saying about how it's starting to like, yeah, real life events are kind of mirroring it, and we talked about
and
a
in
few
a way
weeks
that
ago,
makes them look like they're being real flippant with it too.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's
yeah.
what I was
not
about
that
to
they
say.
Could have predicted it, but
the you know we talked about a cut like some the Orlando thing having happened just before E3 and how mm-hmm. the rumor was like Red Dead didn't get shown because of that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like at what point? Like how many more things would have to happen for them to potentially for Ubisoft to potentially go? Maybe we'll put this Watch Dogs
yeah.
2 on ice.
Yeah.
Or we'll change the story. Or, you know, would they just stick to their guns?
Hopefully we don't find out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That's a weird thing to ruminate on. Like, how many more people need to die before they cancel a video game?
But that whole thing of, like, you know, I do find it interesting, the whole thing of, like, no, we can't do this because then they've won. At what point does that wear out and you go... This is...
Yeah, let's just actually be sensitive,
that is
maybe.
It, that is, I think that is kind of an interesting... Like, how far
it is.
Can you...
Yeah. Well, it was all the stuff with 9/11. I think we talked about this when we were talking about the Red Dead stuff, but how they cut stuff out of Metal Gear Solid, how they changed Spider-Man yeah. a bit and yeah. that sort of stuff. It is weird. And, like, if you were in the production of that, who's the guy who puts his hand up first and goes, like, hey,
yeah,
I think we might need to spend millions of dollars yeah. to change yeah. this because... Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of
and
weird.
How many people in that office are going, nah, you know what, fucking let's leave it.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, then they've won.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't, no one's going to go like, good thing they left that scene in Spider-Man because that beat Al-Qaeda in the end.
Yeah.
They
maybe it would have.
We'll never know.
What else we got?
Stephanie Cairns asks.
Should we say the full names or just Stephanie? It doesn't matter.
They've
there's no privacy left in the world anyway, man. Watch Dogs 2. This.
I mean, I think when these people comment on Facebook, it's like...
Oh, just quickly, are there any other companies that could...
A Rockstar, if they do drop a
yeah.
new
if they
Red
had
Dead.
A Red Dead 2, I'd be really into that.
Yeah.
I feel like Activision isn't like... they Call of Duty was their big thing, and I think people are pretty sick of it.
I mean, like...
Oh, fucking... I don't know what they're called, but No Man's Sky people.
If that's, hello, hello
if that's
games.
The ball terror that people think it's going to be.
That's a good point.
That
what's
comes out,
like
everyone
a,
does big old cums over it.
A
then.
Week away?
2 or 3 weeks?
Two, yeah.
Yeah, not far, like the 8th of August or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
that could be really good.
That's a big like sink or swim. Like
that is such a big question mark.
Yeah.
Which
it
I
really
find fat. It's rare that, you know, with Uncharted, you know, we're all looking at it pretty safely going,
yeah.
this is going to be sick.
Yeah.
We know what we're getting. This really could... go totally either way.
It yeah. could be terrible.
Yeah.
I think it'll end up... Actually, I don't know. But I could see it being like a niche game. Like maybe
I'm
it,
skeptical.
Maybe it's not
I
for everyone.
Say.
Like yeah. maybe it is good for some people.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten so big at this point that there will definitely be a lot of people going, this is the worst game. This is
sure.
terrible.
And they'll probably make their money back a million times over and it
yeah.
probably won't matter. But yeah. yeah.
I mean, I really want to know what it is. And it's been a long time really since there's been a game coming out that I haven't had a pretty firm idea of what it's going to be
yes.
like.
Mm. Yes, which is exciting.
Yeah, yeah. It's
well, yeah,
we've
got to do a day. We'll do a day one of
yeah.
that for sure.
Yeah. yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I should...
Ben, quit your job.
Well, I can afford it now. I'll pre-order
see you later,
it.
Guys. I'm an astronaut.
What's Stephanie got to say?
Oh, she wants to know what we think is the most embarrassing video game merchandise.
That Crash Bandicoot dildo that I they found at the airport when I went through.
Almost all of it, I would say.
Yeah.
yeah anything yeah. that's like gamer fuel when
any
they mean like
oh,
water.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
anything
well,
you,
sugar.
Anything you wear... is not
yeah.
great.
Yeah. yeah.
Those big, like, sort of... I don't know what I think about these actually, because they're also kind of cool. Those big sort of like, I've got a huge roll cage and a seat, so it's like I'm driving a car. You know what I mean?
Oh, for playing racing games.
Yeah, those massive, way out of anyone's league, expensive things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think they're ridiculous or cool or both, I guess. I think they're both.
I remember when that first started to become a thing, the old steering wheel controller.
Yeah.
And going like, how cool is this? It's going to be like I'm fucking driving a car. And it's like, you just put it on a coffee table.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the floor on a cushion because your little bum hurts. And it's like, what? This is so fucking dorky.
Oh, speaking of cushions, do you remember
bum's hurting.
When the rumble pack sort of started happening.
Yes. Yep.
They made those big rumble cushions.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd put them on your chair and there was a bottom one and a back.
What?
And the whole, you know, your whole body would rumble.
Yeah.
A lot of girls' sexual awakenings, there was sure.
Do you know the game Rez?
Nah.
They released a thing for that called like I think it might have just been flat out called the Rez Vibrator. And it was this little, because the point of that game is that it's all about
Knox
the beat.
Knox is now just describing a dream he had to us.
Yeah. But it was basically that. Like it would vibrate to the beat of the game.
Wow.
You could play yourself to completion.
Big cummies.
We don't talk about big cums enough on this podcast.
I know. We've got to phase it in.
That's a new directive I want to bring in.
Okay.
Fair enough. Well, let's hope No Man's Sky is good. anything that just is a normal thing that they put the word gamer in front of it.
Yep.
This is a gamer.
Have you
bandage.
Ever, Adam? Have you ever owned a T-shirt with a video game character or a related image on it?
I would have owned some Pokemon stuff back in the day.
Oh yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But not really, because I'm not the type to be that sort of a fan about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there's the Home Improvement board game up there. So Tommy is.
Yeah. It's really fun. We should play it one episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
I would absolutely do that.
Yeah. Live commentary. I like
it. Yeah, I don't know. There's no thing that I like enough to buy the merchandise of it, really.
Right.
I've talked about this before, but I would love to have just a T-shirt with Mario on it.
Right.
You can't get them. They've always got like weird, I'm a real player. They've always got some shit text on them.
Man, there's this fucking website where you can make your own T-shirts and some genius.
Wow. Revolutionary.
No. But in this one specific one, I'm leading to a point. If you stop someone halfway through their sentence, you can't judge.
I did it for comic effect.
No, I don't understand what that is.
And then you made the joke.
Anyway, someone or maybe multiple people have gone through, and it's all those sort of games.
Speculation
where it's like,
on how many people involved.
They're all the thing of like, this guy plays, and then it's all these really obscure games. So it's like, this guy plays NFL Fever 2003, and all that's, and it's fun, and there's a million of them.
Oh, that's great.
I really like it. And it's all that, like, keep calm and play Boktai.
Oh,
or whatever.
Wow.
Keep calm memes. Is there anything more basic?
Oh, jeez. It's spitting on the greatest generation.
Yeah.
Who needed those posters to remind them to be okay when you're in a bunker.
Yeah.
Keep calm and look for a Charizard.
Yeah. Keep calm and sales meetings. Like, ugh.
Keep calm and sales meetings.
There's a woman I follow on Instagram because she's like a friend's sister, and it's just, you know, you follow everyone.
Oh yeah, you follow your friend's sister?
No, you know how when you first get Instagram, it like you can choose.
I don't know why I've decided to start grilling Knox.
Neither do I.
I've got a pretty good.
Welcome
guess.
To the last 26 years of my life trying to figure out why people decide to do that. But
put your hand down for one thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing the full Hitler.
Because I'm starting from the top of a list and I'm going to gesture to go to the bottom.
And you're going
to
cut out a bunch of minorities along the way.
That's not the plan. Anyway, she posts a lot of those sort of things. That's all I wanted to get to.
What else does she post?
Oh, a bunch of... doesn't matter.
Let's put a link to her Instagram on our Facebook.
I don't want to do that. This has gone too far already.
She just gets bombarded with listeners of this show. Cool. Great story.
Yeah, very good story.
What about you? You into the merch?
I used to have the Mario T-shirt you want. It was a white T-shirt with the Mario drawing, like the illustration from the first game.
Oh yeah,
the box.
Yep.
And just a Nintendo logo.
Great.
It was like a just black line drawing. It was.
You
so
have a
good.
Lot of funky pop culture T-shirts.
I have a few. I've moved away from them though.
Yeah. Well, about 10 years too late, maybe.
I know. I'm an idiot. But yeah, I've owned my fair share.
I mean, I've got some Amiibo.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Technically merch.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I don't like those little, I think they're called pop cap figurines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the oversized heads.
Well, and the huge eye. Yeah. I don't get why everyone's...
Well, they're so inauthentic and cynical to me, where someone's gone like, what's popular? Goku and Batman. Let's sell all of them. You know what I mean?
It's like, the poor man's bear brick, isn't it?
What's a bear brick?
Bear bricks are like they're like a bear-shaped thing, and they're basically a blank.
I think your parents just didn't want to buy you a toy. They got a brick and went, look at that, that's a bear brick.
They look like a kind of Lego-ish in their joints.
Right.
And they're just blank, but like then they'll bring out like, oh, this one's Wonder Woman themed, and it's just like a paint job over the top of it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
So
but
lame.
Like they do these like crazy like there's like Daft Punk ones you can get that are like $500.
I would buy a Daft Punk helmet maybe if I had a stupid amount of money. That's the thing. I'm never going to spend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's start a Kickstarter to get Knox a Daft Punk helmet.
Except.
That you have to wear every time. We'll just like have the microphone jammed in it.
Yeah.
Like Bob Log the Third, and you'll just put it on when you come
That'd
in here
great.
To record.
And put like a vocal changer thing on me. Yeah. So all
Darth
my,
Vader voice.
All my hot content is, you know, Daft Punk sound.
No, Darth so, Vader.
So good.
I was going to try and do the Daft Punk voice and realized I can't talk like a
robot.
Work it, make it.
Nah.
What do you got? You got one more for us? And then I reckon we're ready to sail on out of
here.
I've
got a good one. I've got some good stuff. So
let's get through as many as we can. We'll do a lightning round.
Well, okay. Well, hold on.
Let's save some for next time, you idiot.
I don't want people to think that they're not getting answers, you know.
What? How long have we recorded?
This is 45 minutes.
We've got a bit of time.
Let's just do a few more. We've got some emails.
All right.
Let's do this one off the Facebook. So Marcel asks, and Marcel is someone we know. Marcel Blanche de Wild is a comedian, very nice guy, big supporter of the podcast, asks, what would a VR game have to offer for you to buy one immediately?
Free Daft Punk helmet.
Well.
No, like, that'd actually
As in, for me to get VR day one of launch.
He doesn't say, but I assume that, yeah.
It would have to be a game that I would have played if it weren't in VR that I can only play in VR, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think VR offers anything different enough yet that it's worth the price.
There's so much shit. Like, it's like you got to have a room big enough. You got to have enough money to get one of the good systems.
Yeah.
Even
it
the PlayStation 1
It would more be down for
is.
Me. It would be down to like advanced reviews being like, hey, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just me having enough disposable income at the time. That's the main overriding thing.
Yeah.
Especially for this podcast.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for this, then it would need to be... There probably wouldn't be much it could do.
Yeah.
If Nintendo came out with one day one, I'm that much of a fanatic.
Yeah.
That would be it. But otherwise, like Batman and all that stuff, I go, nah, I can wait 2 years to see if it's going to stick around and price drop.
Mario 64 thing yet of where that made like 3D things make sense a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Know what I mean? No one's done that with VR. I've gone like, here's the differentiator and why it can't be done another way.
Well, because everyone is developing games where you shoot at bows and arrows and do nothing else.
Or you like, move things around in like a small space. I think it like it's a cool thing that I'm glad exists and is real futuristic and stuff, and I think that's great, but there's nothing that's, you know, unique about it yet.
They announced a Rick and Morty VR game.
Oh yeah.
It's the same
stuff. That looks cool.
But it's the same stuff again of where like all you're doing is moving a thing, but this time, you know, Morty goes, oh, I don't think you should touch that, Rick.
But this is like, was that Daft Punk?
Yeah.
But this is like, you know, what we were saying, like all the stuff they announced at E3 was like, you know, not so much like here's a game where you're like, you know, you're looking through the eyes of the character as you're playing through the whole 20 hours of Grand Theft Auto or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's these kind of like contained experiences
that
might take you a couple of hours where, you know, you have one mission in a TIE fighter. Great.
Yeah.
The end. Like, and I think for now at least, that's kind of all it needs to be.
Sure. And you know what? I guess I'm realizing, like you said, it's basically the price.
You never knew
stuff.
Your dad?
I would probably, you know, play that Doom game that came out recently.
Yeah.
I would have played through that in VR if it worked and was cool.
Yeah.
I would probably do everything in VR if it was cheap and worked.
One of the weird
things
I've heard or I've read about VR and a lot of the games that are closer to an actual game you might play is that stuff like movement is not like they haven't worked it out.
It makes you feel sick and shit. Right?
Well, no. Like you,
if your hand movements and stuff aren't one for one.
No, yeah. like literally moving through the world.
Yeah.
You teleport. You don't walk because you can't literally just walk around like. Walk forwards in your room.
Sure, yeah.
But that's so why it's like because I mean there are some things that do like they've made the original Doom work in VR and you just hold a controller and play.
Right,
it like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. So,
but apparently it does make you feel sick.
Yeah,
your brain can't handle. They haven't figured out how to tie your brain to it. And if you accidentally stop moving for a second or whatever,
yeah.
Like apparently if you sort of lean to the right. And you keep leaning, but the motion stops. That's a terrible feeling.
Fuck yeah!
And it instantly makes people like get hot and sweat and throw up. And
yeah. Wait, describe that again.
So you're wearing the thing. You're leaning to the right, and your character leans at the same rate.
Yeah.
But then at some point, your body keeps leaning, but the game, for whatever reason, will hang up and just freeze at a point.
Oh yeah.
That
oh.
makes people feel terrible.
Yeah.
God. I can't imagine going through that. That sounds horrible.
Apparently, like it's not something that's been fixed yet.
So there are companies and developers that are working on like tricking your body and fixing that kind of stuff.
But then how? Like
so there's one I remember. It's not like a consumer.
Is
system.
This worth it? Like let's exactly. just like work out how to completely fuck the human body so that some games will be fun to play.
There's I really one like the feeling of heroin, but there's drawbacks. Like at some point, just avoid the whole thing.
There is one company, and it's like I think you have to go there. You can't. It's not a home at home experience, but you do physically walk. You feel like you're walking forwards the whole time, right. But it's
you'd
an optical illusion.
You'd be on a treadmill.
No, not even that. You're walking in circles, but the virtual reality makes you think you're walking directly forward through this beautiful forest.
Right. Okay.
Which is like if they can. These are some like obviously very smart people who are like mixing psychology and perception with technology. If they can get that to a consumer level, maybe it'll all be fun.
But
then, like, man, that's also insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You've got to be able to do it without needing an entire room devoted to it in your head, you know? Like
yeah.
And what it all comes down to, again, at the end of the day is, like, you know, it's the same thing with just consoles and upgraded, you know, graphics capabilities and stuff anyway. It still has to be fun. Like, all this new stuff is just moving away from, like, it doesn't, you know... People are going nuts over the NES Mini, like, because it's like the games are really fun and cool and simple.
Yep.
Nothing can compensate for that stuff not being there. So unless you can find a way to make it, you know, engaging and fun and cool in a way that's very necessary, then why bother? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
VR seems like it's at a point where it's just like, we're just doing it because we can. Like, it's just like we have to, that's like been the... Yeah. Science fiction dream since the 80s to just get this up and running in a home environment. And then it seems like a thing that they'll clock and do and then go, all right, well, we did it. Who cares?
Yeah. But it's tough to know because there's things that make it make sense. There's a lot of people who went like, why would I need the internet on my phone?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. Or what? Like, why would I send a text message? I can just call people.
Yeah.
But that didn't completely fuck up your own body. And like
yeah.
I get sick every time I send a text message because I'm just anxious to talk to people.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I don't know. I think that... so is the PlayStation VR $600 Australian dollars, is that what...
I believe so.
Don't know.
I think it is.
I'll probably get it. And I'll be able to report back on what it's like.
Great. Right. Jack in and let us know how you go.
Yeah. Man, if they... There are some games like... Imagine if No Man's Sky 8 is good and had VR integration.
Yes.
I would never leave my living room.
Wow. Big call. Is that a promise?
that's a Ben Vanel promise. You can take that to the bank.
What else
the
we got?
The spank bank. We got a really good, quite lengthy email from a listener who only goes by the name Silverfish.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, well, let's make this the last one then.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So there's a bunch of stuff. I'll just edit this down.
We got Big Fish.
The Big Fish asks or comments, offers a comment.
Oh.
So, fuck.
Wow, that is really long.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, pick like, the key sentence out of
there's,
it.
There's two good things. Actually, no, we don't have to talk about Pixel Art.
We did that last week.
Yeah, but he had a good response.
Oh, okay.
Minecraft was the thing that got it going.
The Pixel Art.
Yeah. It's the thing, like, it's why kids like Pixel Art, I think.
Maybe.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about that.
Sorry, Silverfish.
I'll just read this paragraph because it's...
All right.
It's worded well. All right, so Silverfish, Silverfish asks, you guys have travelled around a fair bit.
Oh, stop.
Been around the block a couple of times.
I'm sure had that deja vu type feeling of seeing something in real life you've seen on TV, and it's strangely familiar. Have you ever had that with something from a game? Because old Fishy Boy says, I had the very, very strange feeling catching a bus around Paris, which I had not been to before, and knowing that the road we were on was going to go under the Louvre. Under the Louvre? This had really freaked me out until I realized it was because of dozens of hours playing Midnight Club 2 on the Paris map. Who thought, this is a rumination, who thought computer games would be kind of useful sometimes? Hello.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had, I went to the Mushroom Kingdom once.
What?
And I tell you what, very different to how the game's presented.
Really? In what way?
Well, first of all, the place was called Balnarring.
Good save.
Very good save.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever really been anywhere that I've been to in a game.
Has Australia been in a game?
Well, they haven't made any video games about Centrelink and Domino's. So of course.
Oh.
Yeah. That was one for the boomers.
Oh. Fuck me. Oh.
I will say, I said this to you earlier, that when I play GTA 5, which is all modelled on LA, it really is like, I kind of have the inverse thing of like, oh yeah, this is like that bit, you know,
right,
downtown,
right.
And it's modelled really well on LA, on certain bits of it.
Right. The end.
Apart from that, I can't think of...
One thing where a game came in handy, I didn't learn to drive until I was like 23.
Right.
But and I tried when I was 16 and couldn't drive, like I was shit. And played a lot of racing games in the interim, and I genuinely think that helped me learn to drive.
Really?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the awareness stuff. Like it's really, like it's easy to drive. You turn a steering wheel and press a pedal, but like I think learning how to perceive hazards and stuff.
Spatial awareness is a huge thing. Being able to look at something different to where your focus is, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people when they start driving have the problem of if they look to their left, they start turning the wheel to their left.
Yeah.
It makes you able to do two things at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Being a never mind.
Yeah, but I pulled out of that one as well.
I've not really been anywhere. When I went to New Zealand, this is sort of different, but it really does look like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Really? Right. I've never been.
I'd like to go.
They filmed it. But, man, that place is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just went and saw Hunt for the Wilder People the other day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Really great. It's
fucking very good, yeah.
Sam Neill.
Recommended.
Rhys Darby.
Oh. Mm.
The Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I was going to say that anyway.
Chicken Little.
Oh, Little Richard.
Richard.
Dreyfuss.
Wilkins.
You know, someone pointed out to me that we do that on the podcast, and I never thought about the fact that we do just like do this weird free associating thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they meant.
Just become this dumb game.
Yeah.
But and I never realized we accidentally do that on the podcast because it must just sound really stupid.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think it's great.
I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's good.
But
it's
out of context, it makes no sense.
It makes us sound crazy.
Yeah.
And annoying.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to Filthy Casuals.
Good questions.
Yeah.
Good little mailbag this week.
I think we've got through all the questions we want
that
to
aren't
answer.
Like, yeah. That aren't ones like one person going, what that mouth do?
Yes. Yeah.
That's
or
a great question.
What is your favourite game?
Did we get that again today?
We get it like every week.
But that's all right, and I appreciate everyone asking questions.
Well, I think that at some point, maybe for our 50th episode, we should count down like our top five favorite games or something.
Yeah,
and actually put some thought into it, because like we don't actually read these questions really before the episode starts.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
So we will put some thought into our favorite games, I'm sure, and do like an episode of it.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Let's not commit to it, though.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap that up for this week.
Yeah. Wrap that ass.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll plug this. If you're going to be at Splendor in the Grass this weekend, I'm doing stand-up on the Thursday night and the Saturday night.
Woo.
So come down and check that out. Huh?
Why not?
Because I'm doing my other podcast.
Boomers at Splendor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What else? We mentioned the Twitter. Let us know if you think Rip Torn is alive or dead.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, email, filthycasualspod@gmail.com.
Yep, yep, yep. Catfish Comedy every Tuesday. It's been going off lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So come on down and see Tommy at the door.
People on the door tell me that they listen to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Send them over to the sound desk.
What happens? What happens behind there?
That's where I'm sitting, jerking my little dick. Yeah.
I wonder why the mic wasn't on my whole set last week.
Yeah, that's why.
Why the volume was going up and down. Knox, what do you got? Adam G. Knox on Twitter.
Yeah.
Extremely inactive on there, I have to say. I know. Barely worth a plug.
I don't really use it very much.
Mm. Yeah. Knox and I are in a sketch group together.
Mm.
We don't have to tell them everything about ourselves.
I just got a new apartment.
Yeah, congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Should we do a quick fashion report?
Oh, let's do a quick late fashion report.
Yeah.
You're wearing those new Adidas that you got the other week.
Yeah.
That I quite like. They're like nice. They're like a superstar, but they're high tops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leather, full leather surround.
Yep, white with black stripes.
Yep.
You got some crisp blue jeans on there.
Yeah, yeah, got them from Maya.
Have you rolled them up?
Yeah,
but you've rolled them up inside. You don't like the cuff showing.
No,
it's interesting.
And I can't be bothered getting them actually taken in. Hmm. So yeah, got them from Maya for $60.
That's good.
It's a good deal.
And you got a white T-shirt there. It's a classic look.
Yeah,
very 50s.
Yeah,
yeah,
50s boy.
Yeah, Knox.
I'm wearing a full green bodysuit, but in post it's going to look like I'm wearing the Iron Man costume.
Now you got that leather jacket. You got those. I'm a big fan of those shoes, I got to say. Oh, they've already got a crack in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, they're no good. They've fallen apart real quick. Like, it looks like I've stepped on a blade.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, there's a huge rip. I wonder if it's in the other one. No.
Why would it be in the other one?
I don't know, because if it's the quality of the shoe.
Yeah, you know, it's just wear and tear.
Because it's always my right foot that this happens to. I think I might walk funny.
No comment. Yeah, maybe just lean slightly.
Like a bit of a strut where I'm putting more weight on my right foot.
I was thinking more like a verbal kint, Kevin Spacey.
What about me, boys? Have at me.
You got a nice little fluffy, not fluffy, like...
Woolen.
Woolen. That's
cable knit.
Yes, yeah. A cable knit.
Cable knit Uniqlo sweater.
Uniqlo.
Mm.
Nice.
Some form of trousers.
Yeah, some chinos.
Yeah,
these big old booties on.
Nice boots, very nice boots. Yeah.
These I talked about these the other week, but I got a second pair of the same shoe.
Mm.
They're thick down the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day and had a pair of shoes, the same pair of shoes, 8 years.
Wow,
fuck,
that's too long. Were they wearing them at the time?
Yeah, well, he's been in a coma for 8 years. Yeah, I was really talking to that. That wasn't just to get to that bad joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What kind of shoes? I'm curious. Mm. What was the setup?
They were like boots. What do you mean, what was the setup?
Yeah, like what kind of shoes?
He walked up, boots.
What kind of boots?
I don't know. I always struggle with the fashion report because I fucking know shoes, pants, top. Top half.
You always struggle with the fashion
jacket,
report.
Jacket, shirt.
Yeah. That's been a good fashion report.
All right, let's wrap this up. That's the fashion report. That's the end of Filthy Casuals for another week. Thanks very much for listening.
Yeah.
And as we always say in here at Filthy Casuals...
Hey, don't do what I wouldn't do, baby. That's the worst one yet.
That's saying something.
You looked the most confident I've ever seen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.